Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Janet Entine.
Hi.
And, of course, we're in the Christina Liu Show, which is, it's sad because this is the last segment of the show.
Yeah. It's all right. I will be back next week, everyone.
Thank goodness.
Nobody else would know what to do around the town if we did not talk about all these wonderful programs that go on. And speaking of wonderful programs, next week, next Thursday, November 3rd, will be the Project Independence Joint Advisory Committee. You do not need to be part of any of the particular advisory committees, but it is a place that every region will be combined. It's a wonderful program, and we're going to have amazing speakers, including the Medicare 2017 updates. So someone from the Family and Children's Association, who the HICAP program, will be discussing all the updates because we're right in the middle of the open enrollment for Medicare, and it's really important for people to know and evaluate their program and see what is necessary for them and different changes that are being made and if they should just stick with what they're doing or change it up. So every year there's different things. We really try to get the word out. So we figured this would be a perfect venue, get everyone together to do that. And we also have someone coming from the Nassau-Suffolk Law Services to present on community Medicaid as well, because I know just even from speaking with people that there's a lot of misconceptions about community Medicaid, and people said, I can't cover it. And this is really just to help you remain in your home, and the qualifications are different than regular Medicaid, too. So we'll learn the ins and outs of that. There will be light refreshments served. So definitely come by and check that out. That is November 3rd from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Clinton G. Martin Park.
Is this a registration or anybody can just
show up? You could show up. We ask people to register just so we could have an idea of just room set up and you know, and how much to order of everything. So we recommend people do call 311. So it's really great. And I think we love doing these programs because it's nice to just have everyone together and have two really amazing speakers as well. So 311 or 869-6311 for that information. Also hot off the presses is we're doing a free holiday shopping trip on December 7th. That's Wednesday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to leave from the Great Neck Social Center. And it's going to take you to the Lake Success Shopping Center via the town bus. If anyone is familiar with this Lake Success Shopping Center, there's tons and tons of stores there. So I think it's really something great. You know, if you want to do your holiday shopping, it's not as overwhelming as going to a mall. But you can go there, and it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you could certainly – there's a Bed Bath & Beyond. There's a Marshalls. There's a Macy's Backstage. There's – children's stores, there's a Radio Shack. I mean,
there's a bagel boss. You can sit down and have something to eat.
You could eat in the middle of all this. There's a Shake Shack too, which is hot.
Right.
If you want to get your shake, which is delicious over there. There's a Sears. There's an Ace Hardware. There's a whole list. If you want to call 311.
I didn't realize how many things are in that.
Oh, yeah.
It's been developing over the last number of years. It's really come up enormously.
It's really, it goes pretty far down. So
there's also a Barnes & Noble up Sears. It's small, but it's very adequate.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just, and we were discussing there's an Iveron's there as well. So there's a whole selection of different stores. If you want to get the specific list, you can call 311 and we will gladly send it over to you. So that is Wednesday, December 7th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You have to register for this. This is the free holiday shopping trip. So please, if you know someone's interested or if you're interested, register today because space is limited for this. And just a little tidbit, speaking of transportation, today, you always have those moments at work when you realize why you love what you're doing. And Shari Baton, who is one of our mobility manager and helped to organize this shopping trip, she met with a woman. A woman came in, and I sit next to Shari at work, so I was able to hear. And it was such an amazing glimpse of, I wish it was videotaped. The woman had macular degeneration, and she drives, but she has difficulty seeing signs, and it's progressively getting worse. So she doesn't drive far distances, and when she takes a bus, she can't really see the signs. And she also has tinnitus in her ear. So the ringing, she can't hear when they're announcing things. So there was a lot of obstacles in her way. So she met with Shari, and Shari helped her. Literally was going back. I mean, they were together for a long time, and Shari was calling up to get her coverage for Able Ride and Accessoride in the city, because the woman was interested in going into the city as well. So she was filling out the application with her and calling and you know, making sure everything was in order. And the woman was so emotional. And, of course, I'm sitting at my desk and equally getting very emotional over this whole thing, because she's like, I was so down and out about it. You know, the fact that I couldn't get around and do things. And, you know, she's like, I spent my life, you know, she was an editor. And she wrote for so many different newspapers. So, you know, just feeling just so helpless that your life was stopping. And she was very interested in seeing the Christmas tree in the city. And Sherry said, well, you can still do that. You know, you can go. They don't question where you're going. You say, look, listen, with Accessoride, you know, I need to go to this building. And if it's Rockefeller Center, it's there. You get to see the tree. Mm-hmm. And the woman, you know, like I said, she was very emotional. And she just said, you just changed my whole life. Like, I'm walking away feeling so good and so positive. And I just said, this was like an amazing and a glimpse into how wonderful. I mean, there's countless stories that are like this in Project Independence. But to really sit there and see it, I just needed to share it. I was walking around, I was telling everyone about it. You have no idea how great this was. It was just it just made you feel good. And, you know, it really changed this woman's life. So
I think the lesson also is that people can't be shy. If you're in your house and you want to do something and you don't know how, it's worth calling 311 and saying, you know, I want to go to the city, or I wanted to go visit my kids in Westchester. Can you, I don't know how to go
and
about it.
And that's what's wonderful, you know, about, and I feel like, you know, a lot of people might not necessarily be aware of that. You know, they know that we have a free food shopping program, or we take you to doctors, but we also have, you know, Sherry, who will help find a way. You know, we always say it's like a personal travel agent.
Right, I agree.
You know, who will help you map out, you know, the way. You know, obviously we wish we could provide transportation to everything and anything.
But that's certainly not.
But she will figure out, you know, and we have relationships with different taxi cabs because of this program. So there's a lot of, you know, she would be able to help you map out, you know, the cheapest route possible to getting, you know, where you need to go. And
Well, the reality is you can't pay for everything. And this town does provide so
much, huge services.
But just something like this to tell a person how to and do the application for Accessoride, et cetera, that now she's a member of Accessoride for, you know.
It was just it was wonderful. And that's why I really just wanted to tell people that, you know, even if you have any question, you know, even if we do not provide it, we call you back at Project Independence, you know, and we're very fortunate to work in a place of people who are extremely compassionate and determined to provide assistance, you know, so you're you know, you don't need to be afraid. And if you have any kind of question, regardless if we provide it or don't provide it, we will certainly help you and figure out something. So nobody's turned away, needless to say. So that's 311 or 869-6311. And I just want to tell people to call if you have any questions about anything and to spread the word. You know, we've been doing a lot of reflecting over at Project Independence because we're coming up on our 10-year celebration.
Right.
So just seeing how far we've come and just all the different programs. And it's really just an amazing program. And we encourage residents. We have, I mean, listen, our membership are growing and growing. You know, we're close to, I think we're over 11,000 now.
Is it 10-year this year or the beginning of next year?
It was actually this year. It was because technically the grant went into effect in December January 2016. So 2016 was kind of the year of, you know, different things. But like I said, that was just when it was the NORC. I mean, we it was always being expanded into different regions slowly. But it's been great. I mean, we've done tons of amazing things. We're continuing to create new programs and figure out different ways. So stay tuned for all the fun little 10-year celebration things that will be going on with the town, and the new issue of the Pioneer newsletter will be focused on that too. That'll be December as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, there should be some. That'll be cool if there's pictures in there from 10 years ago.
Yeah, because I've been, you know, I obviously love my pictures, and I save from when I've been here. Every time I get them, I save them on my computer. So I was going through them actually yesterday, and it was, oh my God, I remember this. And there's been so many, you know, so many things you forgot about. I mean, just the open houses and the different events, the conferences, you know, all different educational things and the exercise classes. It's really great. So I definitely think people should call and just become a member and, you know, check out an advisory meeting.
It doesn't cost anything to
join. And that's important to, you know, and listen, you can join everything or you can join nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't hurt to become a member. And, you know, when the time comes, use it. So that's like another thing, you know, just to back on to transportation. Even if you do drive.
You have 1 minute.
Even if you do drive, you can still, there are times that you might need a doctor appointment that you're not able to drive. So you can use the transportation program too.
We've had people on the show doing that. In the snow, they don't want to, they're nervous.
Right. Or even just you want to park in these horrible parking lots, you know? It's really a major deterrent for any age. But if you remember anything from this, you please call 311 or 869-6311, and we will, you can get all the information.
I mean, that story with Shari is the
Project Independence. And I was so happy I witnessed it, too.
And that's not a friend of Shari's. That's for anybody who calls 311. She'll walk you through it. Christina, Paula, everybody there, whatever the particular question happens to be.
Yeah.
We'll.
And that's, you know, after her story, and then, you know, when she talked about it, I was like, she should join the Pioneer Newsletter Committee, you know, so it just opens up a venue for all different things. So it's just great. So kudos
terrific.
To PI.
That's it for today.
This Happy been, Halloween to everybody.
Yeah, no, this really has been two authors, which was special, and they really were two totally different people, but it was really excellent. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Obviously, Sam did a great job today, as always.
Thank you, Sam.
And Dan Cox, who's the director, who always helps out, even when the spirit visited us.
I know, that will go down.
Have a great week, everybody.